Join longtime local and social butterfly Michelle Dragony as she flits up and down the coastside on her intrepid cruiser Flame, chatting with coastal characters at every turn.
So here we are today with Jane Euster, superintendent of Cabrillo Unified School District, and I'm here to interview her about how the immigration issues and what Trump is doing and how Cabrillo Unified School District is being a sanctuary for our students. So Jane, tell me, what's the policy for CUSD?
So let me correct that. CUSD is not a sanctuary district. CUSD has just passed a resolution which outlines the laws regarding the handling of non-documented. And the reason I say we're not sanctuary, the law is very clear for school districts, and it's very much guarding the rights of our undocumented students. And so we don't feel a need to declare a sanctuary when, quite frankly, the law already makes us a very secure place for students. So the law is clear. First of all, from the Constitution of the United States of America, all students are guaranteed the right to an education. That was confirmed in a case called Pyler versus Doe, where there was a challenge on that right, and the court clearly indicated that a student that resides, lives within a district must be educated. So we educate all students. The California Education Code also makes clear that school districts will not keep lists and will not ask about the documented or undocumented status of students. Now, there can be some confusion because occasionally we ask about immigrants and also migrant education because there are special services that we can get to students of migrant farm worker families. But we don't keep the records on it and we don't disclose those records to anyone. So if we were asked by the Trump administration or anyone else about the status of students, we will refuse to comply and we are not required to comply.
And what happens if an ICE officer comes to the school or something like that? I know that's a question that a lot of parents have been asking.
So the law is also quite clear about that. The education code clearly instructs school districts. We keep what are known as emergency cards, and all the parents here know and have filled out those cards. And those cards say to us, who may we legally release children to. Usually it's a parent or a grandparent sometimes or an auntie, but the lists are very clear and concise. If you are not on that list, we do not release children. We will not turn over any children to ICE. At most, what we will do for ICE is we will call the parents to find out if the parent would like us to release the child, but there will be no children released to ICE unless they have permission of parents.
That's a very simple answer to a complicated question. And so how are you getting this message out?
So we have been putting this message out through meetings we've been at. We were at Our Lady of the Pillar, all of our schools during their parent-teacher organizations. We also have full-time parent liaisons at every single school in this district. They are all bilingual. And so they outreach to our Spanish-speaking families. Several of my principals are also bilingual, so they can outreach to families as well. A number of my teachers are bilingual. So we encourage families to please call us. We also are very, very concerned, and I'm pleading with families to please make sure that the phone numbers that we have are up to date. We know that cell phone numbers change all the time. I get a new plan, I get a new phone number. Please, please, please make sure that the schools have the up-to-date numbers. This is for your child and your protection.
Right.
In the last crisis that we had where there was rumors, it was about a week ago, there were rumors of ICE being present on the coast. We were active all day long, and we were a voice of reason saying they weren't here. We literally were calling nurseries. We have direct contacts with the Sheriff's Department. We have contacts with the city. We even have contacts within Homeland Security. So please look to the school district to be able to confirm or deny the rumors of the presence of ICE. We know how frightening this is for families. We know and we've heard what families are being advised to do. We will do our job. We will keep students safe. But please look to us to make sure we know we hear from a community, and the first thing we do will confirm or deny the presence.
That is so reassuring. And in my little world, I've been looking around to see if anybody else has seen real ice around, and I've seen no evidence of it. So it's really reassuring that you have not seen any either.
No, we have not. And we also were in contact with the county of San Mateo through the county superintendent. We were aware of there were rumors of ice activity across the hill, and all of those had been denied as well. So we are all part of a network that actively monitors the presence of ice throughout this county, and particularly with regards to our school children. So please know that the district is very much active and aware with this, but we also love to hear from our community. If someone sees something, don't hesitate to call your school and let us know as well. We'll confirm or deny and let you know what is going on, because we understand the stress that this place is
in. Oh, yes, definitely. Good words. And so I know that you were at Lady of the Pillar, and you had one of your operational principals with you translating.
Yes, so it's always very nice as we speak with parents throughout the community. We try and bring our principals, depending on which principals are involved. One, they're the face of the school, mm-hmm. and the face, so parents always ask us, who should I talk to? Mm-hmm. That is the face of the school, that's who should be talked to, and so it's lovely when we have a bilingual principal to be able to be there. For example, the principal involved was Mr. Cesar Gartan from Fairlawn View Elementary, mm-hmm. and quite a number of the parents in that audience that night were Fairlawn View parents, so there was a direct connection between mm-hmm. Mr. Gartan and those parents.
Mm, I love it. And so I know that you said that you'd be willing to go to other Latino communities like Pillar Ridge and Moon Ridge and Main Street, so Buzz will reach out and help get the message out. Is there anything else that you'd like to say about the situation?
So we would like to offer our support to all of the families in this district. Our job is to educate and to make sure that children have a safe and welcoming environment in which to be educated. Because in an environment of fear, if children are afraid and they're frightened, they can't learn. So we will make sure that children are protected and loved. You have entrusted their safety to us. We take that very serious, and they will be safe on Cabrillo Unified School District campuses.
Oh, Jane, thank you very much. I'm inspired. Thank you very much.
Thank you.